This is BPNRadio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station, calling America to pray. A member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
Hey, this is Dale Gentry welcoming you to another classic interview here on BPNRadio.com. For over 3 years, I've had many special guests here on BPNRadio.com. So during the following hour, we're going to replay one of those great interviews. Please remember that the following interview has been pre-recorded and may include some dated content. However, well, you're going to be blessed by another one of our special classic interviews here on BPNRadio.com. Is that you, Pastor Hudson?
How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing well. I got you on the radio. People listening all across America and around the world. We're going to talk today about your ministry, which was established in 1991, and Bread of Life. And you give food and clothing to people in Wichita and the South Central region of Kansas, and you contribute to relief efforts during and after local disasters. You also participate in an annual Thanksgiving food giveaway, and each year Bread of Life distributes approximately 1 million pounds of food to more than 58,000 individuals living in Butler, Cowley, Harvey, Kingman, McPherson, Reno, Rice, Sedgwick, and Sumner counties in Kansas. And Bread of Life is a 501c3 organization. And it's a ministry of Living Word Outreach, which you are the pastor, providing food and clothing. You also serve children. The majority of those you serve are children, which comprise about 47% of the target population, the poor, the working poor, the unemployed, those on fixed incomes, the elderly, all ethnicities and cultural backgrounds and all religion. Well, that's quite amazing. I've been there ministering for you, Pastor Hudson, and I have seen the incredible work that you are doing. Are you still on the line with me?
Yes, sir, I am.
Okay. I've seen the incredible work that you are doing. It's amazing. I've been there personally, ministered to your church, and seen what you and the church are doing. How did this all begin in Wichita, Kansas? How did it all start?
Well, Dale, it's an extremely unique situation that I don't think is probably I've heard any other place or it's happened any other place. So if you'll give me just a short minute, I'll explain to you. I became senior pastor up here at Living Word Outreach in 1990. And, of course, what we did was we inherited the debt of the church, and the people at that time could not carry the load. So in the process of trying to pay the bills here at the church, I kept on going before the Lord. I said, you know, what do we need to do? What is it that we need to do to be able to, you know, to stay afloat and at least begin to move forward? And the Lord just began to deal with me on feeding the poor and clothing the naked. At first, I resisted it because I thought we didn't have the money, you know, to even pay the bills that we had. Mm-hmm. But the Lord kept on impressing upon me in prayer, and then he took me to Matthew 25, where it says, and everybody knows it, where when I was naked, you clothed me. When I was hungry, you fed me. When I was in prison, you visited me. Mm-hmm. When I was thirsty, you gave me a cup of water. So that really brought it home. And so what we began to do was I went before the church, and I told them my financial situation, and I said, we're going to go ahead and feed people. But I was hoping maybe the Lord would do it a different way, but he had us begin to feed people. And what we did was we took a 5-gallon water jug, the old water glass ones. We set it out in the vestibule, and we just asked the people, if you could just take the change that's in your pocket and put it in that jug, we're going to start feeding people next week. So next week came around, and lo and behold, we had enough change in the jug to buy our first load of food.
Wow.
That's how it, and then there's a story of a breakout. Could I tell you another story real quick?
Absolutely.
Through that process from 91 to 92, we still were struggling with our bills, but we were determined in our heart that we was going to do what is right. And the Lord took me to Proverbs, and in Proverbs, it's a very powerful scripture. And what I didn't understand what was happening to us, because I couldn't understand why we were feeding and not really, you know, it felt like we were not getting ahead. But in Proverbs, there's a powerful verse that talks about taking care of the poor. And so the Lord really gave me some understanding on this thing. And so what happened was, I'd like to just read it to you.
Yeah, go ahead.
In the Amplified, it says, Proverbs 28:27, it says, "He who gives to the poor will not want, but he who hides his eyes from their want will have many a curse." And the Lord just spoke to my heart and said, what's happening is that there's a door open here where the enemy's able to operate against you and kind of cut off the finances, but by giving to the poor, it's reversed to where now you experience no lack. And then in that process, in 92, June of 92, through this whole process from 91 to 92, we weren't able still to pay some of the bills at the church, like the building fund payment. So your listeners are going to love this one. And it really did happen, Dale, because I did it. The bank that we were banking with, financing with, on the church, the bank called us in and said, "Hey, listen, you haven't paid your building fund payment in a few months." And so we knew, we kind of felt like they was going to foreclose on us. So when the banker began to talk to me, I was so overwhelmed by the thought of, you know, the church being foreclosed on. In my suit, I fell down on the floor, grabbed the banker's legs, and just began to cry and weep, and I begged for mercy. And the banker was a believer. And so he began to try to shake me loose. Down, he couldn't shake me loose. I was holding on. I'm a big guy, you know. And he was telling me in his office, and he's the president, he said, "Let go, let go." And I wouldn't. And I just kept on saying, "Mercy, mercy." And what he did was, once he shook me loose, he said, and this is a powerful statement, he said, "How dare you, being a man of God, come in here and grovel on the dirt like this? Get up off the floor and sit down in the seat." And so told me to dry up my tears and act like a man. So I sat there in that chair, and he looked at me and he said, "You know, you're just going through a tough time, but you're doing what is right and pleasing to the Lord. You're going to come out of this valley." And he prayed for us.
Wow.
And then said, "You don't have to make a building fund payment until you come out of it." From June of 1992 to this moment now that I'm speaking to you, we moved into a position where we're debt-free on that ministry, and we've never carried debt on at all. We're paid up. We operate in the black. Wow. And we feed, right, 60,000 people a year.
Pastor Bubby Hudson, that is an amazing testimony. And I have gone there and seen for myself what God is mm-hmm. doing and how he's blessing the church. And then I went to your feeding center where you feed people, and I was it was like a small, it was like a grocery store. And how much I know you feed 58,000 people annually, but people come in there, do they come in there once a week, once a month? How does that happen?
No, we're open every week. As a matter of fact, right now, I cut away from what we're doing right now. I just brought in the last truck load of food, and then I ran over here to the church. We feed every Tuesday of the year, and then we do a big feed on Thanksgiving, which could average even as high as 8,500 people roll in on us in one day. And so, yeah, they're allowed to come in every week. We're feeding them. As a matter of fact, it could expand even further. If we had a little bit more resources, we'd expand. We built currently right now three times to address the you know, the need that's in this area, and in the process of meeting the need, we believe that we're feeding the natural man, but we also know, and you know this, Brother Dale, there's a spiritual man that needs to be fed. So what we offer to people, we don't charge anything. We don't sell clothes. We don't sell food. Nothing. We give it all away. The church buys it. And then what we do is we offer prayer to the people. We'd like to pray with them, and we've seen miracles and healings and salvation and people jumping out of wheelchairs, and we've documented all this. We've had phenomenal miracles in this ministry.
And so they come in, and they get ministry first of all. I've seen your ministry rooms. They sit down, and you minister to them before they shop for their food. And how do you determine how much food they can get? How do they receive it? How does that work?
Well, what we do is we purchase from several different areas. I purchase out of state, like in Salem Springs, Arkansas. There's a canning company there. I buy out of Minnesota, And then locally, I buy out of the food bank that's here, and we buy the product. And then what happens is we don't serve a hot meal, but we give the groceries, the canned goods and canned vegetables and fruit and meat and things like that. Then we pick up produce every week, milk. And like today, I picked up milk. I picked up eggs and yogurt, milk and things like that. And then what we do, that comes in fresh every week. And then what we have a group is there's about 60 volunteers that operate this. And we pre-bag every Thursday. Then when Tuesday comes around, then we add all the extras that I'm picking up on Tuesday, which would be all the produce, which would be the liquids, the breads. I get bread in, mm-hmm. and then we add that to the sacks. And then we determine how much they get at the front door when they come in. We have to verify to the state that we're giving away the food and not selling it. So we have to verify who the person is and how many are in the family. Then according to the size of the family, that's how much they receive when they come through the line. And then when we get through praying with them, if they want prayer, we pray. If they don't, we don't penalize them and not give them food. We give them food whether mm-hmm. they want it or not. Mm-hmm. And they come through the line because we just want to love on them.
Yeah.
We just want to let them know that the Lord loves them.
Yeah.
And so then they go through the line and they pick up the bags of groceries. Plus we have young people that carry out the food for them to their vehicles.
Oh, wow. Wow. It's an amazing operation because I've been there. You've taken me through, and to see how well organized and how orderly it is, and how beautiful your facility is. Did you build a building just for the food ministry, food and clothing ministry?
Yes, sir. What happened was that was our third build. And what we did was we acquired 11 acres of land, and we were going to move the sanctuary, our church sanctuary over there. We're not that big of a church. We run about 120 people. Mm-hmm. And we were just going to go ahead and relocate the sanctuary. And as we were on the land, I was praying down, the Lord just began to deal with me. He said, sanctify the land to me. Mm-hmm. And I didn't really understand what that meant. I said, what, do you want me to pour oil on the land and pray for it? And he goes, no. He said, build the food ministry here first, take care of the poor, and when you get ready to move over, I'll take care of the build. So we moved the food ministry and built a 12,000 square foot facility.
Wow.
And we built it debt free, and we're operating all we possess. We got a dock, we got two freezers, three forklifts now, and all that's been paid for. And so we operate that way. And what it's done is we've been feeding now. This year makes 26 years.
Wow.
And you know, the thing about it, the stats on food ministries is that the normal life expectancy or span of a food ministry is 3 years. They just don't make it because, mm-hmm. see, food ministries do not generate income mm-hmm. or anything of that nature. So most churches cannot bear the load. But, you know, God just graced us. And, you know, here we are down the line, 26 years later, we're debt free on that ministry. And we're still operating.
How do you do it with a small church? And having to purchase, I know that there's probably some companies that may donate some food, but you have to buy food. How have you been going for 26 years? How does that work? How does that work?
It's a four-letter word. Dale's called pray.
Okay, now you're talking.
We have people that come in all the time. They tell us it's impossible to be able to run this ministry. Logistically, you don't have the people, you don't have the finances, it's impossible. And what I tell them is, look, I'm not going to hide anything from you. We just pray. We get on our knees and we pray. God has sent us a good group of people that have volunteered. And then what we've engaged in is we write grants. We have a grant writer that we out of the church that we hired part-time. And what she does is she, you know, of course, sends out grants. And then the rest of it, we man it, we maintenance it, we operate it, and we pay all the utilities. And then there's funds that do come in from the church and other churches in town, and then a portion of it comes from the grants, foundations.
Wow, that is amazing. And so you guys are feeding upwards to 1,000 people a week, is that correct, somewhere in there?
Every week, and sometimes it could get up to 1,500 people a week.
That is amazing, and I know that you have a very beautiful piece of property. It's either on I-35 or near I-35. And
yes, sir. It's 135 and South Hydraulic. here in Wichita. Wow,
it's amazing what God has done. And I went away. I went away from there. And of course, you know, Gene and I have been in ministry 50 years, and I've traveled across America and around the world, and I've seen people feed the poor, but I've never seen anything like what is happening there at Bread of Life in Wichita, Kansas. I've never seen anything like it, and to think that you guys are going after, still going after 26 years is truly an amazing story. And I do believe the scripture, Jesus said, if you're going to take care of the poor, then I'm going to repay you.
Mm-hmm.
And, boy, I just believe he smiles when he thinks about Bread of Life in Wichita, Kansas. Pastor Bubby Hudson and you and your wife, Dina, what a blessing you are. And, you know, I just encourage people that are listening today to send you an offering. I don't do this very often, but I know that Breakout Prayer Network is going to send you an offering. How can people send you an offering?
What they can do is they can send it to, the address would be 3033 South Hillside, Wichita, Kansas. That's WICHITA, Kansas, 67216. And just put on a Bread of Life. It'll get to us, and it'll go right into the Bread of Life has its own account.
Yeah.
It'll go right into that food account to purchase nothing but food. We'll buy. We can promise the people that it'll go 100% for food.
I believe
the church
that.
Pays the overhead. Yeah, the church pays the overhead. And the only one we have on salary there, Dale, it's just we have one part-time lady, and nobody else is paid. Everybody else is volunteering, and then we put everything else into the facility, into the food.
It's an amazing ministry, and I believe one of the best kept secrets in America. Although you're not trying to keep it a secret, one of the best kept secrets in America. And I just know that you just have this great heart for people. You have this great compassion for the poor. And if people didn't remember that address, if they'll just go to breadoflifewichita.com, breadoflifewichita.com, they can get all the information. There's a little video presentation, and then there's all the information. breadoflifewichita.com, breadoflifewichita.com. Well, Pastor Bubby Hudson, I sure love you, and you know your birthday is on my birthday. We have the same birthday, February the 3rd. And I had a wonderful birthday last Friday. I trust that you did, too. Hey, we're going to run out
of... Yes, sir.
Okay. And I've been calling you ever since, or contacting you. And
you call me on my birthday every year, and I appreciate that.
Yeah. We share the same birthday. We're going to run out of time here in a moment. I want you to say a prayer for the poor. I want you to say a prayer for people that don't have enough food to eat. They may be homeless. They may not have clothes to wear. And I want you to pray. I've got about 2 or 3 minutes. Pray for churches that they will have a heart for reaching out to the poor in a way as never before. So you pray, and I'm going to play some worship music.
Yes, sir. Heavenly Father, we just come to you in the precious name of Jesus. We know that even from times of old, that when your people would plant their crops, they had a law that was they were to leave the corners of their fields for the poor. And even Jesus, when you walked on the face of the earth, there were poor, and you met the needs of the poor. The poor are very, very special to you because, Lord, that's you're able to sow into someone that may not very well be able to give back. And that's a true act of love and obedience and faith. And, Lord, there are many ministries that are moving into this realm, and I pray that their faith would just be stirred and increased, that they could just move into this and stand on Proverbs, where it says, as they began to address and meet the needs of the poor, their own needs will be met. For those that have needs, Lord, our desire is not to keep them in a place to where they're always in want, but Lord, we want them to prosper, to increase, to get jobs, to get employment, to come out of this pit and come up and just excel and exceed and do what God has created them to do. So our heart is for the poor, it's for the elderly, it's for the children, that they would never go hungry again a day in their lives, and that churches would just be encouraged and excited about what they're about ready to enter into. And Lord, I know it's a blessing because we've done it for so long. Lord, it's such a pleasure to serve you at your heart's desire. I know it's pleasing to you, and so while we also bless this ministry that Dale Gentry has in the family, that it would increase, and we thank you for it. And I just want to say one last thing. May the devourer be rebuked in this area.
Yes.
So where the people can absolutely break out. And
yes.
We thank you for it in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. And I set myself in agreement with you, Pastor Bubby Hudson. And if anybody lives in the Wichita, Kansas area, I invite him to go to visit Living Word Outreach, a great church.
And when are you going to come, Dale?
Well, I've got that on my docket. I'm praying, asking God for direction this year. And I thank you for the open invitation. And I'm encouraging churches all across America, or different entities, people groups, to start a feeding program for the poor,
yes.
Feeding and clothing. And I'm sure that you would be glad to talk with anybody that would say, hey, I'm interested, or my church is interested, and they can contact you. All they have to do to go to get in contact with you, you have a great website. All the information is there at Bread of Life. breadoflifewichita.com. Well, it's been a pleasure to have you on, and I encourage people to send a donation. Breakout Prayer Network will do the same. And God bless you, because we are out of time. Thank you so very, very much, and give greetings to your wife,
thank
Dina.
Thank you for having us on the air, Dale. Thank you very much.
It's a blessing. Thank you, and God bless you, and God bless everybody that's been listening here on BPN Radio.
Be listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the Donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax-deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.
He is jealous for me. Love's like a hurricane. I am a tree bending beneath the weight of his wind and mercy. When all of a sudden I am unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory, and I realize just how beautiful you are and how great your affections are for me. And oh, how he loves us. Oh, oh, how he loves us. How he loves us all. Oh. For me, love's like a hurricane. I am a tree bending beneath the weight of his wind and mercy. When all of a sudden I am unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory, and I realize just how are for me. Oh, how he loves, yeah, he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves. And we are his portion, and he is our prize. Redemption by the grace in his eyes. If his grace is an ocean, we're all sinking. how he loves us all. How he loves, yeah, he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves. Oh, what love. Yeah, he loves us. Yeah, he loves us. How he loves us. Oh, how he loves us.
To rebuild ancient ruins, raise up the foundations for this generation. Yes, your light will shine out in the darkness, and the darkness become bright as day. You will ride this earth's highest mountain.
Still be faithful. Hold me together when I fall apart. Would you remind me now of who you are? That your life will never change. That there's healing in your name. And that you can take broken things and make them beautiful. It took my shame.
Yeah.
truth is, you know what tomorrow brings. There's not a day ahead you have not seen us. So in all things be my life and bread. I want what you want, Lord, and
Kings and queens will shake.